Imago. As soon as we became men, my brother and I wore skirts. We pinch our skirt fronts into tents for our newly circumcised penises, the incisions prone to stick painfully to our clothing. I was partial to my sister's plaid skirt, a school uniform she outgrew. My brother favored one belonging to my grandmother, flowers showering down his ankles. By this stage, the skin around the tips of our penises was swollen the size of dwarf tomatoes. As a cure, my mother boiled young offshoots of guava leaves. Behind the streamline of hung fabric, I sat on a stool and spread before a tin wash basin. My mother then bathed my penis with the warm broth, the water trickling into the basin like soft rain on our roof. She cradled my organ, dried it with cotton, wiping off the scabs melted by the warmth, and she wrapped it in gauze, a cocoon around my caterpillar sex. I then thought of the others at the verge of their manhood, my brother to replace me on the stool, a neighborhood of 11, 12, and 13-year-old boys wearing the skirts of their sisters and grandmothers, touched by the hands of their mothers, baptized by green waters, and how, by week's end, we will shed our billowy skirts like monarchs and enter the gardens of our lives.